an early spring morning on a lake in northern Wisconsin. Two loons quietly interact.
I'm Charlie Walcott. I'm a professor in the Department of Neurobiology and Behavior, and I've been studying loons. Loons are highly specialized animals. They are designed to catch fish, and they have, therefore, this extraordinary ability to swim underwater, and all their adaptations are really a consequence of that ability. That is, a loon is really quite a large animal. They're about 10 pounds or so. They have feet at the rear end so that they swim remarkably well underwater. And they're very dense and very heavy. And that makes a real problem flying. As you can see, a loon needs quite a substantial amount of runway to become airborne. Loons breed in the fresh water, on lakes and ponds and so on. In our study area near Rhinelander, Wisconsin, many of the lakes have a single pair of loons. Some of the really big lakes have several pairs. And these loons then migrate to spend the winter on salt water. And our loons from the Rhinelander area fly down to Florida. Loons from Maine simply fly out to the coast. The Maine loons, I think, are very much heavier. They're almost 1,000 grams heavier than our Wisconsin loons. And I suspect that represents something to do with the length of this migration. The work I'm going to tell you about loons has depended on a great many different people. My colleague Walter Piper has been leading the project.
Loons are long-lived organisms. Now that we've started to mark a large number of them, we're realizing, somewhat to our chagrin, how long-lived they are, just hoping to outlive some of my study animals. But loons defend territories on small lakes or parts of large lakes as monogamous pairs. A male and a female will settle on a territory and try to raise chicks there. They'll nest in an area that often a boggy area, often on an island, an area that's relatively safe from mammalian predators. They will produce either one or two chicks. A big year for a loon is to produce two chicks. They will raise those chicks for 9 or 10 weeks or so. It's quite an onerous business. Chicks fledge, reach about 10 or 11 weeks, they will hang around on their natal lake or nearby and then migrate. This is a migratory species, and they spend the summer on, when they've reached the age at least of 3 or 4 years old, on freshwater lakes. And they will spend the winter, most of them spend the winter in salt water.
Here on North Haven, Maine, the entrance to the harbor is marked by Pulpit Rock, complete with osprey nest on the top. Just outside the pulpit, there are loons. These loons were very skittish and hard to get close to. They still had their black and white breeding plumage.
Our population, we know from satellite studies done by others that our population chiefly winters along both coasts of Florida, the the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic Coast. Some birds are found off the Carolinas from our population. So they're migratory, they defend territories, they're monogamous, and as we've learned, they do get booted off of territories, but otherwise they're quite faithful to their breeding territories and then will return to those territories year after year.